Chapter 6. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Sometimes after taking it to the next phase, we realize it's time to take a detour. On our journey to success, it's inevitable that we'll run into detours and setbacks that we can't control. In other words, we're going to get fired. We're going to quit. We're going to break up. We're going to relocate. We're going to get put out. We're going to fail. And we're going to lose our hair. Or maybe that's just me. In my 23 years on this earth, yes, I said 23, I've been through a lot. And the one thing I know for sure is, whether you fail or succeed, you don't need to spend too much time reflecting on either. Failure is a part of life. And once you've given something your best shot and it still isn't working, you need to move on. I think most people realize that. What most people don't realize is you need to do the same thing when you have successes. If you're spending a lot of time celebrating one success, you're losing focus on other opportunities you could and should be pursuing. Always keep your eye on the prize ahead, not the one you've already seized. I like to box. One of the most painful lessons I learned in the ring was to keep swinging after I landed a good punch. I'd be so proud and surprised when I hit my opponent, I would pause, and the next thing I knew, bam, he had swung at me. That's the way life is, too. If you land a good punch, don't stop fighting. If you do, you'll get knocked out. If you don't believe me, ask Roy Jones Jr. A huge part of being successful is knowing when to change lanes. When you're on the road and you really try to get somewhere, eventually you need to get out of the lane you're in. There are several ways to do it. You can jump out too soon without checking your mirror. You can turn your signal on way too